Hi and welcome to What's Next. My name is Christine Heinonen and I'm standing here with Jonas Wust. At Last FM, you're not a baby anymore. You're a huge audience, 27 million visitors a month, right?
That's correct, per month, yeah.
But you have a lot of other alternatives popping up all the time. What other music startups are you excited about right now if you look at the international scene?
Yeah, you want me to promote the competition now.
Yeah.
I know that you want me to mention Spotify right now because that's what other people ask me about a lot. Now, the interesting thing about the digital music space is that right now only 5% of all music that's consumed on the internet is paid for or legal. So the pie is very, very big. And there's a huge audience still, which is not really utilized, who are just using some pirate sites and don't really know what they're doing. So whenever new service pops up, it doesn't affect our market share at all. We don't even notice that, even though there's some service, of course, out there which are growing very, very fast. But essentially what we see is that, you know, more people realize how they can consume music, A, in a legal way, in a convenient way, in a way that the rights owners get paid as well. And that's just good generally for the marketplace.
So you think there's space enough for a lot of different players in this field?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, there's still so much space. Even if we think about something, I can call it maybe now a traditional model, something like MP3 downloads. I mean, still there's only really one player that is doing it very, very successfully, and a few others that do it quite successfully. Even in that space, I wouldn't be surprised if at some point we're going to have other companies as well popping up, maybe with just a new twist, with a new little idea that really going to make it work.
If you look at the features of Last FM, you have this on-demand type of listening, but also radio-like listening, where you can just sit back and click radio. And you mentioned in your speech, and I think this is interesting, because everything else goes towards personalization, but you said the radio feature is very important. Why do you say that?
Now, the radio feature that we have can be a very laid-back experience, where you just start it up in the morning, you press play, and you can listen to music that you hopefully going to like. And that's important because we're lazy people. We don't want to always type and build playlists and type in the name of the artist that you want and always search for the thing that you want to listen to at that moment. That's the reason why, it's a bit of a sad reason, but that's the reason why so many people watch TV, because it's such a lazy experience. You turn it on, it just feeds you something and you're done. We don't want to do that on Last FM, that you just get lazy, but in a way, you don't always have the energy or the knowledge to find new music. So we give you a personalized experience, but in a sort of laid-back fashion. We actually have invested over the last years and still investing a lot of time and effort into getting our recommendation algorithms, improving them. When you sign on Last FM, you should listen to your library radio, which is basically all the tracks that you have listened to before. Now, we don't just shuffle those tracks for you, but there's actually a very sophisticated algorithm that works out, okay, let's play you a song that you know very well, and then one maybe that's a little bit more niche, and one you haven't heard in a while, etc., etc. So we really work out that that's a pleasant experience, as opposed to just play you any tracks you might have heard at some point.
So it actually also kind of enters your computer and goes through your entire music library there to calculate what you like. How does that work?
So that's an option, of course. So many of our users decide that they want to start scrobbling their music. What that means is that they install a piece of software onto their computer, and everything they listen to gets added to their music profile. That's not the recordings. That's just the metadata information. So Last FM would know exactly which tracks you've been listening to at what point. For example, Spotify has it built in already. If you use Spotify, you can just put in your Last FM details and automatically it adds the metadata to your Last FM account. What that means, again, is if Last FM has a good knowledge of your existing music taste, it's much easier for us to recommend you new music. And I always use the Amazon example to sort of illustrate that is, on Amazon, when you buy a certain book or a range of books, it will tell you what other stuff you might be interested in, not because they're making an editorial decision, but they always say people who bought this book also bought that book. And if you do something very similar, do all that through what we call collaborative filtering.
Mm. And you also had, speaking a little about like interacting with your users, you had your first open hack in December. I read this on your blog. How did that turn out?
That was actually very, very busy. I don't want to sound surprised here, but it started early and there was lots of people there. I guess we have a nice reputation within this sort of programmers community, certainly in London and hopefully all over the world, that for us this kind of stuff is fairly easy to do for us, because there's lots of people that are, you know, that use LastFM a lot or like it a lot. Plus we have all our open APIs that people can start playing around with, and maybe around listening to music or maybe around our recommendation, etc. We've always tried to make it as open as possible, so other people can build on what we do. There's a good reason for that as well, because we can't build everything ourselves. We just don't have enough time. So, to give you an example, if you want to be able to look at your own tags based sorted by when they were tagged, we might not have that. We might not give you that functionality on the site. But if the APIs are available, you can just build it yourself.
But what do you think is the best way to include user generated content or like third party applications in a professional business?
I mean, first of all, it has one very, very great, I'm going to call it, marketing effect. Give you an example, Twitter. If Twitter hadn't all these open ways of either entering information or accessing information from Twitter, that wouldn't be as big, because you don't want to actually go to the Twitter website to enter stuff there. It's really a bit clunky. It's not very, you know, it's much nicer if you have your application on your phone or application on the on your Mac or PC. So for them, it was actually a big driver for getting more attention out there. It can also be, if you do it the right way, it can also actually, you know, make you some money if you build the interfaces that maybe people have to pay for. You know, we don't have this right now, but it would be one possibility would be to build APIs which are not actually free, but you could license them out officially to other parties. Now we don't do this right now, but we get a lot of requests from companies that want to use certain parts of LastFM for commercial use. It's not always easy to actually make it happen, but I could certainly imagine that other companies could be very successful with that.
Another thing when it comes to like the difference between traditional radio and online music application and music sites like LastFM, you said that your charts is very different from the sales charts.
What I like to say is that you can see on our overall chart that people actually listening to good music, okay? Obviously, I'm unable to say what good music is, but when you go through our overall charts, you will see bands in there that have a good reputation and seem to, or in many people's eyes, I have to be very careful how I word it, in many people's eyes, produce quality content. What that means is that the listener out there, the music consumer out there, they obviously have some good taste. And even though, you know, we listen to sometimes terrestrial radio and, you know, the quality of the music seems to be poor, and the answer to that then is from the broadcasters, well, that's what the people want. But I have clear evidence that's not what the people want. The people want good quality music, and that's what they really consume. It also shows you, that's kind of the second thing our overall chart, what they show you is that people always listen to the same music. I don't know why that is. Actually, I would like to say like lots of people want to try new things all the time, etc. Well, based on our overall charts, there's not a lot changing in there, and change within our overall chart, especially at the top 100, is very slow. It's very slow. We have a separate set of charts, what we call the hype charts, where you can see the bands that had the biggest increase of number of plays over recent weeks. And that really shows you bands that are suddenly popping up and suddenly getting really popular. But then when it really comes to when you count overall music consumption, people stick to what they know and what they like.
So people like that familiarity also, in a way, then, that you can keep your library, you can listen to that, your favorite song, 10 different times if you'd like to.
It seems like it anyway. I mean, of course, we are about music recommendations, and there are a lot of people that want to find new music. So, but we can also see that people listening to we have this radio station called Love Tracks, so it's the tracks that you loved before, you can listen to them again. You know, it gets used a lot, as the same as with your own library, so that's the stuff that you played at some point. You know, these radio stations are very popular. And I don't know about you, but sometimes that's just all you feel for, right? Sometimes when you sit there and you just relax and you're tired, you know, it can be exhausting. I find it personally exhausting to not only listen to new music, but actually experience it and actually forming an opinion about it. You know, I have to focus to do that, and sometimes it's just nicer to switch it on. However, when I want to listen to music that I already know, I want to listen to music that I know and that I like, which is something that many traditional broadcasters cannot provide to me, because I might know all these songs, but I don't really care about them that much.
Do you have any neat applications coming up?
Well, now this year is going to be about getting onto more devices. So mobile phones, of course, is a big thing. When we've got the iPhone application, which is doing really well, then we've got something on the Android phone. We're talking to all kinds of other people as well, how we can build applications for all these phones. It's a weird thing, and I'm only kind of discovering this recently, how many different phones and how many different operating systems on all these phones. You know, it's no general standard. It's very difficult to build that. So this is kind of extending what we do already onto more devices. Now, we just actually very recently, a few days ago, launched these new application, Lars FM Boffin. Have you maybe seen it?
No, what's it called again?
It's called the Boffin, BOFFIN. Mm-hmm. And we just launched it. It's very much beta. It works. It should work. You can, basically, it's an application that plays you your own music collection based on tags. So it's a very neat little thing. You have to import all your songs, and then you go in and you can select various tags. What did I try the other day? I tried indie electronic, and then I just press play, and then it goes through your own collection. So this is just the MP3s you have on your own computer and finds them for you. Now, music rediscovery is a really interesting thing, and I always find it really interesting when I discover a song which I've maybe loved 4 years ago and just forgot about it. And then when you rediscover it, and you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot about this song. This is one of the applications that, well, it looks like it worked for me anyway. It can kind of it can re-enable that, finding songs that you've heard, that you obviously own, but you maybe haven't heard in a very long time.
Okay. So, last question. As we have seen now here today, there are a lot of interesting players entering this music scene on the internet and on multiple platforms. What will you do? What do you think is the thing that will distinguish Last FM from these other players? Or do you have to distinguish yourself? What do you think?
Yes, I think we are the one place where you can store your musical life. Your music, what we call it, is music profile. So you can basically save your music taste onto one place, which is Last FM. So even though we really want you to also listen to the music there and on demand or on the radio, and we want you to check out all the other things, is also good for us if you can use all the other applications, but make sure you scrabble it into Last FM. So I mentioned this earlier, when you download the Spotify application, which is a great application, within there you can enter your Last FM details. So this is something where we are really the only player that does that, I feel, does that really well. And we are making sure, and we continue to make sure that it's easy to enter that information to Last FM, so anyone can build an application that can swabble into Last FM, but also to get that out again. And this is a key thing, and this is kind of what the application, the Boffin I just mentioned. You have all your music taste on Last FM, but when you want to listen to music again, you don't have to necessarily do that on Last FM, but you can just listen to your own MP3 collection using the Last FM intelligence. So this is kind of where I see that's a unique place where we stand. And so far, I mean, lots of other companies are happy to work together with us on that.
Thanks a lot for joining What's Next, Jonas Wost at Last FM.
Thank you.